Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. This informational segment is to introduce you to the typical Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy to help give you a better understanding of your homeowner insurance. During the course of this segment, I would like to focus on three primary areas. First, a general introduction to the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. Secondly, a general introduction to the declaration page of the insurance policy, along with what information is generally contained on the declaration page. Third, and finally, an introduction to what is usually covered on a standard homeowner insurance policy, with examples of what is generally excluded or limited. Before I begin discussing the contents of the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 27 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. I would now like to begin with an introduction to the standard homeowner insurance policy series. As a general matter, the standard Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy provides insurance coverage on owner-occupied dwellings. In the homeowner series, there are several types of homeowner policies. The most common type is the Homeowner 3 policy, which is usually identified with the initials HO-3. There are other homeowner policies, including the HO-4, which is commonly known as a tenant's policy, and an HO-6, which is commonly known as a condominium owner's policy. There are also two additional types of policies, including the HO-1 policy and the HO-2 policy, which only provide limited coverage. I will only be discussing the Homeowners 3 policy in this segment and not the other policies. As I indicated a moment ago, the Homeowners series of insurance policies are insurance policies for those homes in which the homeowner resides or occupies. In the event that you own a residential dwelling, but you do not reside in that dwelling, there is another series of policies commonly known as dwelling policies. This series of non-owner occupied policies will not be discussed in this segment. Most homeowners obtain a homeowner insurance policy when they first purchase their home. A homeowner insurance policy is generally a requirement of most lenders to make sure that the homeowner is protected in the event that a fire or other catastrophe causes damage to the home. In many cases, the homeowner obtains the homeowner insurance policy through an agent or insurance broker who may assist them in completing the insurance application. You, the insured or homeowner, need to be aware that you, the insured, are ultimately responsible for the information that is put on the insurance application. If the information is incorrect or inaccurate, it may have an effect on any claim that may be submitted at a later date. In the event that you, the homeowner, learn that there is an error in the application for insurance coverage, you should take immediate steps to correct that information and obtain verification of the correction. As the insured of the policy, you should take care to make sure that you have a physical copy of the policy along with any of its attachments in the event that you are so unfortunate as to need to file an insurance claim. The standard Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy generally breaks down its coverage into four major categories. For the purposes of this segment, I will not address the liability coverage limits or its categories. The primary categories applicable to the homeowner insurance coverage is coverage A, building, dwelling, coverage B, other structures, coverage C, personal property, coverage D, loss of use, sometimes known as additional living expenses. The declaration of the policy generally sets forth the limit of the insurance company's coverage for each of the categories. In order for you, the homeowner, to determine what your insurance coverage is, the first place you should look is on the declaration page of the insurance policy. The declaration page of your insurance policy provides a wealth of information. Among the information that is contained on the declaration page of the policy is the name of the insured, the location of the property that is being insured, the policy term or the length of time, generally expressed as the start date and end date for which insurance coverage is being provided, the insurance policy number, the name of any insurance agent, the name of any lien holder, mortgage company, or bank which would have rights under the insurance policy, a listing of any insurance forms or endorsements which may amend or modify the insurance coverage which is being provided by the basic homeowner insurance policy. Coverage under the standard homeowner insurance policy is generally broken down into two separate sections. The first section is generally entitled Section Roman Numeral 1, which concerns first party coverage. First party coverage provides insurance coverage for the homeowner, the home, and its contents. The second section, which is generally entitled Section 2, typically provides liability coverage to protect the homeowner from claims of other people. While the above referenced sections make up the majority of your policy also contains other important sections, including a section which provides definitions that relate to how certain words are to be interpreted under the policy, and a section which outlines the duties and obligations of the insured in the event of an insurance claim. As a homeowner, you should at least familiarize yourself with these sections to better prepare yourself in the event that you suffer damage to your home and need to file a homeowner insurance claim. I'm now going to provide a brief introduction as to what is covered under the standard homeowner insurance policy. Generally, the standard homeowner insurance 3 policy provides coverage for any sudden and fortuitous event or peril that causes a physical loss to the building unless the event is otherwise excluded or limited. Common day sudden fortuitous events would include damage that is a result of a fire, smoke, windstorm, hail, and other similar weather-related events. This type of homeowner policy, the Homeowner 3 policy, is sometimes called an all-risk policy unless otherwise excluded or limited. This type of policy would be in contrast what is called a named peril policy, in which the insurance company only provides coverage for those perils which are specifically named or enumerated in the policy and for which a premium is paid. Generally, most Massachusetts homeowner insurance policies provide for replacement cost coverage. In general terms, replacement cost coverage means that in the event that you should suffer a covered loss, the insurance company will generally provide payment for the replacement cost of the damage, provided you have paid the appropriate premium for the coverage. Generally, the policy will provide that the insurance company will settle your covered claim, only paying you the actual cash value of your damage, until such time that you have proven to the insurance company that the repairs have been accomplished. At that point, they will generally pay the difference between the replacement cost coverage and the actual cash value coverage. While we have discussed the basics concerning where you will find the provisions of your policy in the various sections. Not all losses that you suffer are covered under the homeowner insurance policy. The standard homeowner insurance policy contains exclusions and limitations as to what your insurance company will provide coverage for. The list of exclusions and limitations can be confusing and complicated. As an example, one of the most common exclusions is for damage by surface water or flood water. Generally, the surface water exclusion excludes any damage to the building or contents, which results from water which enters the building from the ground surface or below the ground surface. An example of a common policy limitation is the limitation for the category of jewelry, watches, and furs. This category of items generally has a standard limitation which limits the amount of money that the insurance company will pay should a loss such as theft occur. Despite this limitation, many homeowners are able to purchase additional coverage through what is called an endorsement to increase the limit of coverage above and beyond what is automatically provided for by the homeowner insurance policy. As I indicated, these are just a couple of examples of illustrating the difference between a typical exclusion and a limitation under the standard homeowner insurance policy. If you suffer a loss and are having difficulty with your insurance company, please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your loss in your specific homeowner insurance policy. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.homeownerclaims.com. In conclusion, I would like to thank you for listening to this informational segment and remind you that this segment can be considered to be, under the ethical rules, to be advertising, and any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.